And out from the cupboard came the mouse. "Who are you?" said Petite Pete. "Well, I'm the mouse from underneath your cupboard." "From underneath the cupboard? But that's where my mug is." "Which one's yours?" said the mouse.
"Mine's one that looks like Darth Vader's head."
"Oh," said the mouse.
"What do you mean, oh?" said Petite Pete.
"You're gonna want a new mug." And that, of course, was Charlotte's Web by Charlotte. Welcome to a very special writer's room. I am your temporary host filling in for Jack Piss. My name is Duke Puke. I am the Baron of the South, the King of the Almond Ranch, and I have a horse with me. One of the best guests I think we've ever had, but I might be biased.
don't jinx me now.
Sorry. I'm very happy to welcome on a relative of mine. This is none other than my sister, Duchess Puke.
Oh, hey there. So nice to be here. So such a pleasure for you. Pleasure for me. Honestly, I've listened to the show twice on leading up to being here. And I really admire what you do.
Really? What was your favorite part?
Someone said something about cum. Someone said something about pissing and shitting. And I thought that was so bold, so subversive. And I learned that word from this show, actually. Subversive. I thought, was that a wrestling move? And I had to look it up. And it turns out it's not. Well, it kind of is.
No. Well, it's a sexual thing. Oh. Let us now move on to the theme of today's episode. I figure, since my sister Duchess is named after a royal position or noble position, what if we just do a royalty show?
I mean,
you know what I mean?
That works. Like most of what I'd been doing is Disney fan fiction anyways. So I'll be writing stuff with the, you know, the Disney princes and princesses and the creatures and the, so that makes sense. It's all beloved. You know, it's very Disney stuff. They love the all that royalty. Short answer. Okay. Yes. Sounds good. Duke.
Great.
My
okay,
big brother.
Good. Now, this is one of my favorite styles and periods, the kings and queens era of the world.
Yes,
when things were dark and bleak outside, it was gray mm-hmm. and muddy, but inside it was all gold and splendor
and big mutton and big turkey legs and
boobies.
A dog by the fire and a hearth.
Boobies pushed right up.
Corset.
Do you know what I mean?
A bodice. Yeah. And men had those shirts that went so long it'd cover their, you know, cover their business. They didn't have to wear pants.
That's right. You would wear hose.
Whoa.
Now, forget me if I'm wrong.
That's so self-effacing. That's my older brother. That's so nice.
Forget me if I'm wrong. But I do believe that chaps are an evolution of the hose.
I've never been more missed, never been more confused by a statement, I'll be honest with you.
Well, chaps are, you understand, like, I think hose don't go all the way up. They go up to like your thighs, right?
Hmm?
That's why the people in the Middle Ages wore the long flowy thing so they can cover their winky, like you said, sis. I'm saying I think the modern version of the hose are the chaps, because we do the same thing on the Almond Ranch.
Now, I can see how this statement would be extremely controversial and offensive to maybe some British gentlemen. You'd say, the new hose, those are chaps. And they'd say, come on, governor, I'm no prostitute, they'd say.
I love the accent you've been working on, sis.
I've developed a bit of a distinguished speech impediment.
Well, I feel like I was just transported to the jolly old kingdom across the sea.
Oh, you want me to do my British accent? Okay.
No, I Uh-oh. Thought you were. I said it was good.
Oh, no, this is speech impediment from eating too many sunflower seeds. As in, there are sunflower seeds stuck in your teeth. Stuck in my teeth, so many.
Yeah, so I thought you just had widened gaps in there, but no, it's sunflower seed.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's gross. Glad you're my sister and I don't have to kiss you.
Hey, you know? That makes two of us.
Now, would you like to go first, sis? Or maybe I should go so that you can see how the show works.
Sure, it's your show, buddy. Your show, brother. I don't care.
Okay. This is a very special kind of royal script that I have here. Because this one is, what if the royalty existed today?
Oh, wow.
Imagine if there were still kings and queens, right? We didn't make that leap to progress where we started democratic institutions. And instead, there's still a king and queen, you know, ruling over the land.
With a scepter and a throne and carriage.
That's exactly right. So this one's going to be starring Elon Musk's son.
Okay. X?
As, yes, his son X. As Emperor X.
Sounds Chinese.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, that's okay.
No. It's not what I was going for. You're right. Okay. Well, maybe we can work that out afterwards. Okay. We'll see how it fits. Could you play Emperor X for me, please?
So just read the bits, sister, on this paper where it has his name above it.
Okay, you did write scripts, you said earlier, and now you're asking me to explain how to read.
Yeah, it's fan fiction, so it's really free form.
Okay, I see. Great. Well, but yes. Yeah, it's like fan fiction, but it's split up so you know who's saying what. It's almost easier to read. It's almost much harder to construe.
I'm understanding that. I'm taking some great tips from the way this is formatted. It's real clever. Paragraphs, especially. He's so fucking smart, my older brother.
Thank you.
Okay.
Interior. Castle. L.A. Elon Musk, Emperor X's father, lies on his deathbed. Emperor X stands in front of him, crying, weeping over the imminent death of his father.
Oh, Dad, you look like shit. You look so bad these days.
I feel like shit. I feel so bad.
Dad.
I feel so shitty, son. I feel like a hot dog that's been in the microwave for 2 days.
Oh, that sounds bad. Your heart monitor also looks like a very quiet song, like the outro to an Enya song or something. Oh, Dad. Was that a death rattle? Was that a death rattle, Dad? Oh, nurse, please. My dad's death rattling. Nurse, please. Please,
yes?
Nurse.
What is it? What is it, Sire X?
Listen. Is that normal?
Oh, that's just the...
I need the best doctors in the kingdom. Stat. You get that? That's nurse talk.
He shakes the nurse by the shoulders.
Don't make me shake you by something else. Now go get me the best doctor in the land.
He smacks the nurse on the bum and she scurries away.
We're not having fun!
In comes Dr. Helsing. What is it? Do you want me to fix the man?
Yeah, for sure.
He strides over to the body of Elon Musk with a large syringe. Oh, I've got something in here that might do the trick.
Why are you putting that syringe in a crossbow, doctor?
No reason. Elon Musk sees the crucifix on Dr. Helsing's syringe.
Oh, fuck! No, dude!
Doctor, my dad hates lowercase t's. Doctor, come on. Your bedside manner is bad.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna stick it in him then.
Yeah, stick it in him, doctor. Dad, this is gonna hurt a lot, I can tell, because it's a barbed syringe in a crossbow.
Dr. Helsing places the crossbow right at Elon Musk's forehead and then stabs the syringe into his brain.
Oh, it's working, Doctor. That's a new noise.
Elon Musk starts to fill up, his body bloating like Bane from that from Batman and Robin.
Doctor, you're making my dad look like Bane from Batman Forever.
Van Helsing steps back, dropping the syringe to the floor. It breaks open. The process isn't complete.
Oh no, what have you done?
Hey, that's my dad you're talking to.
No, I'm talking to you!
Oh yeah, I guess I'm the Emperor now. Yeah. All right.
Elon Musk's swole body steps from his bed. Huge now. Bloated beyond belief. But still not muscular.
You're not going to be the Emperor. I still want to be the Emperor.
Aw, Dad. Doctor, if you think you're getting paid for this, you got another thing coming.
And Emperor X strokes his Fu Manchu.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward 12 years. and Elon Musk is on his deathbed with Emperor X sitting over top of it.
I'm dying. You have to do something.
Dad, I'm so sad, but I also have such intense deja vu. Aw, Dad.
The nurse comes in.
Nurse.
Yes, husband?
Give me your longest pistol, like the one Joker has in Batman, the original by Tim Burton.
Okay. She runs out. It's gone.
Gone? What?
I can't find it. I think it's gone.
Dad, just chill out for a second. Oh. Dad. Oh, jeez. Nurse, no. Someone might have put it in the umbrella holder. Just check, maybe behind the door.
Okay. The nurse dies.
Oh, shit.
In through the room strides Dr. Helsing.
Hello once again, my friend.
Dr. Helsing, wow, what are they putting in hospital food? You don't look like you've aged at all. You look great.
Thank you. A juice. I believe you are looking for this.
And Dr. Helsing holds out the big long gun that looks like an umbrella.
Nice. Thanks, Dr. Helsing. I'm just gonna shoot my dad in the head now, if you don't mind.
He loads the gun into the crossbow, fires the crossbow, and the gun shoots across where Emperor X grabs it from the air. Dr. Helsing smiles and gives a wink.
Oh, son. You're not gonna kill me with that, are you?
I was patently trying to, Dad. I really trying to speed up the end of this whole...
That was a joke.
No, I'm just a bad shot because I was, you know, raised... I have affluenza, you know? I never really developed any skills. Except for this one.
So what do you think, sis?
Oh... Well, Duke, it's a little bit over my head. It sounded... I don't know if this is the right word, but it was a little bit, it was subversive. It sounded maybe a little bit overly critical of, I don't know, the Musks and emperors and emperordoms in general.
Why? Because I gave them a Fu Manchu.
Yeah. And you made them sound so stupid. Everything they said was so fucking dumb. It had actually no continuity and didn't...
What do you mean?
Didn't lead to anything.
It I just said seemed like, 12 years later. No. This is a cyclical thing, don't you see? It's like time.
Oh.
This is how these dynasties rise and fall. And in the future, Elon Musk is never going to have to die unless somebody kills his ass because he's going to keep getting rejuiced.
That's really good. I'm sorry. I'm really bad at reading subtext.
Well, you haven't been reading my blog either, I can tell, called We Need to Stop the Rejuicing. Listeners, if you... I just want to take this time. I know Jack doesn't like me to do any plugs, but I do want to use this time to invite you to visit my blog, Stop the Juicing. Or Refuse the Juice. That's another one. Refuse the juice. Let yourself die.
I didn't know you were so staunchly opposed to life-extending technologies.
Oh, sis, let me tell you, I went to the city for the first time. I went to my first city the other day. It changed everything. We got to burn it down. We should have burned it down centuries ago.
That's what I agree. I can't believe I'm going to tell mom and dad you went to the city. They're going to be spitting.
No, don't.
They're going to be spitting.
Seriously, don't.
I'm about this close to spit, honestly.
Well, why don't you spit a script my way, and why don't we do that, sis?
Jeez, I hope you don't mean rap, because I cannot rap. Cannot rap a script. Absolutely. I can barely write a script.
Why are you winking at me so much? Do you want to rap?
No, I'm very sick. I have a very bad eye infection. It's so bad. It's so painful.
Okay, all right.
And there's something wrong with my ass, too.
All right.
That's TMI, I know, but there's something wrong down there.
Yeah, that is TMI. Too much in you.
Come on,
that's
dude.
A problem with your ass?
I don't think so. It's not like I just have to shit. There's something wrong with my ass,
big
dude.
Big girl. You ain't lying. No,
yeah. Dude, I said you something medical.
You didn't have ribs last night.
Duke.
TMI, baby.
Duke, I have like an ass infection. I don't just have to shit. Come on.
No, it's fine.
Stop reducing
fine.
My medical problems to my
She's
own.
She's my half-brother of a sister.
I forgot how much I hate being teased like this. This is why I went to the convent, the Disney convent in Tampa, Florida.
Wait, convent or convention?
The Disney convent where I'm
Wait,
around a bunch of...
convent or convention?
No, convent. I'm around a bunch of other like military wives with like very gummy teeth and that we all love Disney and we write fan fiction and we'll Disney code. I'll wear, you know, Cinderella colors and... We get bussed out to Disneyland once a month.
That sounds beautiful. It's strange, because you haven't been a military wife for a while now.
Because my husband stepped on two mines at once?
Your husband got blown together. Most people get blown apart when they step on a mine, but he stepped on two and he got squished together, came home as a cube.
That's right. Two purple hearts. One under each eye. It looks like a... He looks like Schoolboy Q, one of my favorite rappers now. But a meat cube.
Anyway.
I've got him on the mantelpiece beside Baby Yoda.
Is he molding?
Yeah.
He's getting a rind.
That's right. That's a nice way of putting it.
So tell me about this Disney camp. So you're there with a bunch
it's
of other
camp.
Crazy
it's
Disney
a convent.
Adults.
It's a convent. I have to wake up at midnight for matins where we watch the start of Lady and the Tramp and then we make bread. And then it's back to bed from 3 till 4. And then I got to be up to take the bread out of the oven to feed Prior Gaston. Don't make fun of my way of life.
I'm not making fun of anything, but he's just here eating a lot of bread.
Fuck off with the bread thing. I'll eat whatever I want. I don't have to shit. I have an infected hole.
Tell me about this fanfic you've been writing about Disney princesses.
I've been writing a fanfic where all the Disney princesses are doing kind of like an Ocean's 11 thing.
It's
like Ocean's 11, but with all the Disney princesses and other Disney characters.
That's so fun. So they're trying to like rob a casino, just like the movie.
They are trying to rob. They're trying to rob Jafar.
Okay. Yeah. And what is Jafar? What's he running? Is it like
he's got a casino? He's got a casino.
Okay. So Jafar's running a casino.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. I got confused. Jafar works at the casino. It's the one of the guys from Pocahontas who runs the casino. Can't remember his name. One of the main.
Oh, the big guy who says, "Got that gold."
That's the tree. It's the tree from Pocahontas who runs the casino.
Mother Willow. Okay, so it's Mother Willow's casino.
That's right. It's called Whole New World, the casino.
The casino's called Whole New World, the casino.
Is that right?
I don't know. It's your script, sis.
Am I getting the movies confused? Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's supposed to be a mashup, you know?
Yeah, it's a mashup.
It's a mashup of all the things. It's like the new Space Jam, how it was all the Warner Brothers properties. This is all the Disney stuff.
I don't watch Warner Brothers. I don't watch Warner Brothers stuff. It's like another religion. Sacrilege.
Yeah, it makes you sick. Not in my house. That's what our mom said. We're a Disney family.
All right, anyways. Okay, let's go on and read this. Now, remember, it's listen, there's you're going to do basically everyone. All the male characters and then a lot of the female characters as well.
All right. Now, this is, you know, this is what I've been preparing for, because I used to do the voices when we watched the cartoons on the TV.
It's true. It's true.
We didn't have sound. We weren't allowed to have sound.
Now, I don't want to be cruel and give my opinion, so I'm just agreeing that this did happen.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't want to be cruel and give your opinions?
Let's just say your storytelling has come a long way since when you were closed captioning Disney movies for us. Because the TV didn't have good volume.
It was hard because I didn't know what was going to happen.
That's, you know what? Hold on to that experience because reading this script is going to be very similar, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen this font before.
Yeah, it's a fun one, isn't it? Comic Sans MS.
It's Comic Sans with a border, all underlined, bolded, italics. All caps.
For emphasis, because it's a passionate story.
Right.
And then I did the dialogue in chiller, because it's very distinguished. It looks exotic.
It looks a little Chinese. The ancient Chinese used to write in chiller. It's the first,
they invented it, yeah. Oh, that's so cool for them. And for us,
that's
honestly
cool for them. Thank you, Ancient China.
Thank you, Ancient China.
Okay, sis, what's the name of this thing?
Honestly, haven't come up with a title. I've just been freeballing it so far. Let's just call it. Let's call it Whole New World Reckoning.
Whole New World : Reckoning. And hey, don't take that colon to heart, sis. I'm not talking about yours.
Pretty soon my colon's going to cause a heart infection the way things are going, okay? So quit making fun of my shit. No doctors in at the Disney convent. Only content creators.
There were two rules in our house growing up. Three, maybe.
Yep.
No Warner Brothers.
Nope.
No sound. And no doctors.
No doctors. Go to the doctor, make you sick.
That's what my mom said, and she lived to 40.
Yep. Anyways, so here's how this starts. Once upon a time, in the land before time, there were six princesses who all lived together in a giant pumpkin. And they had a really nice time every day, and they got to wear all the clothes they wanted and nice big long dresses, and the food talked to them and had faces and begged to be eaten and loved it, and everything was great, and everything was free until Mother Willow moved into the neighborhood and opened up a casino called Whole New World. And it started taking all of the happy henchmen who loved their jobs and had faces, inanimate objects with faces. And they all started working at the casino for a living wage. And this, needless to say, this absolutely fucked up the way of life for the six princesses who all lived together. And the six princesses, of course, were Jasmine, Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Mulan, and the girl from Brave. And the girl from Brave is like the sort of like the detonate, the,
don't say the main character,
the explosives expert. No, they're all the main character. That's what's cool, subversive about my script. So
okay,
the girl from Brave,
that
is,
word, but I don't know if you know what it means.
The girl from Brave is the subversive explosives expert. And then Jasmine Jasmine is like, Jasmine's like the smart one who is like a getaway, the getaway driver with her rug, the flying magic carpet. Snow White's just like this. Snow White's just like the slutty one.
Huh? Is this, are you telling me this?
Have you fucking, you never read fiction? It's so heavily front loaded.
Not in the theater.
Okay. We're almost done. I swear we're getting to some dialogue soon, but it's important to lay this down.
It's a cool idea. It's just, you know, nothing's going on yet. It's
okay. Hold on. Let me just find where I was, put my finger back on the page. Oh, yeah. Snow White's the slutty, sexy one, like the honey pot. And then you have Sleeping Beauty, who's like the funny one, the charming one, kind of like the con artist one. And then the last one I mentioned, Mulan, is the one that they shove into a suitcase and like get to sneak into places and stuff.
She's the little person is what you're saying.
Yeah, she's an infiltration subversive expert. So anyways.
You keep saying subversive. I don't think that's it.
So once upon a time in the kitchen, the six princesses are all having a sleepover and they're making s'mores, and they're cooking the s'mores on top of the candle's head. You know the candle from Belle and the Beast? Beauty and the Beast?
Are you asking me? Again, it's written here, I'm not sure.
That's in brackets. that's what they wrote. Anyways.
And that means you want me to... Yeah, I can... Do you want me to be you?
You could be the candle guy. That would be great.
Oh, this s'more smells so good. I would love to eat it up. Could I have some, my pretty princesses?
When are we gonna put this fucking candle out? I've had enough of him. He's always saying sexy things to me when I'm walking by, and I'm just trying to get around in the middle of the night in the dark.
Same.
And then Snow White, who is like pushing her tits together, says, Ladies, we came here to the kitchen to have a sleepover and also talk about what we're going to do about Whole New World, Whole New World. Remember the casino that opened up next door?
I remember.
I remember. And then Snow White takes out a chalkboard and says, here's the deal, ladies. We're gonna blow it up. And then
all right,
from under the table comes a TNT, it's like a bundle of TNT. It's got cute eyes and a mouth.
Oh, howdy there, princess.
Hello. Hi. Go on, he's got more lines.
My name's Jimmy Boom Boom.
Keep going.
And I'm a blast.
He's still got more lines, Duke. Keep going.
Tell you what, I'll blow anything you want if you blow anything I want.
Good.
Oh, Jesus,
going.
Sis.
Keep going.
And by that I mean this. Blow my wick.
Oh, God.
Jimmy Boom Boom pulls his little trousers down. And he takes out, and the candle sticks.
Yeah.
The candle sets his penis on fire. Go on, say his line.
Just yum yum, this is great. Yeah, okay, you know what I'm talking about.
And that's Jimmy Boom Boom's line.
I'm Jimmy Boom Boom and I'm gonna blast. I'm about to buzz, baby.
And then Jimmy Boom Boom explodes. He fully explodes. And all the princesses actually die except for Mulan, who was tucked under the sink.
In a suitcase.
She gets blasted away to China. And that's the end.
And that's where Mulan starts.
Yes,
cut to the first scene of Mulan.
This is actually a prequel to Mulan.
Well, sis, I think it's an A+ slam dunk hole in one Air Bud style romp. I love it.
Could you send this around to your screenwriting buddies and get me in?
No, no, can't do that.
Come on, dude.
Can't do that. I must say that I think the ending was very subversive.
I thought so, too, when I was writing it.
Because they don't, much like my script, nothing really happens. They say a bunch of gross things, and nothing continues to happen until it just sort of ends in a big problem. I did not see it being a Mulan prequel. That's a neat thing to put at the end.
Well, I would say that at the end, I picture, right, like, you know, instead of the end, I would say up next, Mulan, probably.
Put disc one
of Mulan in now.
Yeah. Oh my God, Duchess. This has been one of my favorite episodes, and it's too bad that I have to say that because Jack's not here. I do miss him quite a bit. He's kind of the heart and soul of the show. I'm sure it felt a little different this time, listeners, but I think the soul of Jack was here, and you can feel that. Oh,
more than the soul, tell you what, sitting in his chair is doing nothing for my ass infection. Let me tell you.
He got to stop calling it an ass infection.
Well,
that's
what would
so
you
gross.
Call it? It's not a fucking blemish. The thing, it's
too much in you.
You want me to go to a quote-unquote doctor and say, hey, doctor, I've got TMI real bad.
Yeah. And then he'll say, TMI, what do you mean? And then you say, too much in me.
I'll show him. God damn it. Whatever, Duke.
Sis, would you like to read a literary quote to see us out?
Tell you what, I'd rather read that than a literary illiterate quote, as in someone from Croatia who can read doesn't exist. take that Croatia, you fucking made up country.
Four rules in our house. No Warner Brothers, no sound, no doctors,
no croats. Bosnians are a-okay in the puke family.
Well, you know how people say krauts, we say croats, and that's because in World War II, our grandfather went to the wrong place.
Yeah, he read the sign wrong.
He read the sign wrong, and he came back, and he said, oh yeah, I fought the croats.
Came back a Bosnian war hero.
Yeah, late. He was very late, but he did come back for it, yeah. So, you can read us out now, sister. What are you reading from?
Oh, this is from The Wizard, the TikTok of Oz. Famously not a Disney property, but it will be at some point, just like everything will be. I have faith. I have faith in Walt. And the clock stood up and wound the little gears on his chest. Put his hands all on his chest and wound the gears. Oh, he said, oh, ouch, this hurts so much. Oh, I hate daylight savings. Oh. And then Dorothy came along and she said, TikTok, can't you do that when we're not around?
Don't forget to write.
Don't forget to write.
Shortly after Y2K erased most child labor laws in Canada, Ding Dong High is known as the action park of kids' television shows. Infamous for accidents and deaths both on and off set, Ding Dong High left many damaged child stars in its wake, two of which are hosting a brand new podcast, Ding Dong Watch Along. Learn the true story of Ding Dong High. Subscribe to Ding Dong Watch Along now.